Soon, Bond Elementary School fifth graders will be elbow deep in dirt. The students will be working with a local nonprofit organization, college volunteers, and their teacher to learn about science outside of the classroom.
Right. We'll be working with them directly. It's basically a joint cooperative effort between our organization and the school itself.
That's Goliath Davis with Citizens for a Sustainable Future. The group promotes sustainable practices and is in charge of keeping the garden neat and full. Davis says the garden will feature fall crops like cabbage and fruit trees. Bond's Garden is funded through a grant from the city targeting childhood obesity. Florida A&M professor Kawazi Densu wrote the grant proposal and hopes the garden program will change students' lives.
And we want to see if that transforms the way they see food, but also the way they see their own educational experience. And of course, their own health and well-being of their families.
One activity the students will be doing is a food audit. They'll compare the food at their home to what is grown in the garden to determine what's healthier.
So it's a way for them to understand that what you eat is eventually going to become a part of you.
There are many plans for the garden's future, such as creating a small food market on the south side. The nearest supermarket to Bond closed down in May, leaving less access to fresh vegetables and fruits. For WFSU News, I'm Derezny Namorin.